In a black star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. Massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view. The continents show the speckled, electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun, and a massive word hovers front and center. Universal, a Comcast company. A logo reads, Illumination. Illumination! The minion Stuart swings on a disco ball and knocks several letters away, leaving the word minion. He gets squished between the letters. In animation, cars move along a city block. A billboard reads, Bicentennial 1976. Credits appear. Universal Pictures presents a Chris Meledandri production. On a purple motorcycle, a stylish woman with an afro and a purple cape swerves past oncoming traffic. Black vans block her path and suited agents hop out. As she wheels her bike around, the back tire shuts a door onto an agent's hand. The woman speeds away, and anti-villain league cars chase her. She hooks a long gold chain onto a fire hydrant and pulls herself into a sharp turn. The AVL cars crash into each other, and she smiles.
You like that?
She rides into a building labeled Criminal Records. A man shuts a security door, and the agents ride past. RVU drops underground as words appear. Vicious Six, Subterranean Headquarters. The woman steps off an elevator and greets a team of fellow villains.
Stole the mask.
Her name appears, Bell Bottom. More names introduce the others. Stronghold swings his metal fist. A nun named Nunchuck swings nunchucks. A skater named Svengeance throws the map to Jean-Claude, a man with a lobster claw. A white-haired man faces the map.
Good work.
His name reads Wild Knuckles.
The map to the legendary Zodiac Stone. We will become the most powerful villains in the world. Okay, let's get a move on. We leave for Asia tonight.
The map comes to life, revealing a landscape of towering rock pillars. Wearing a jetpack, Wild Knuckles flies to a cliff with a large waterfall. Two gigantic dragon statues face outward on either side of the falls. Wild Knuckles takes off the jetpack and approaches a pedestal with two smaller dragon statues. The aging villain puts on glasses and studies the map.
Okay, let's see here.
He folds it to find two dragons facing a symbol resembling water. He spots the same symbol on the pedestal, then turns the small dragon statues to face it. The gigantic statues also turn, facing the waterfall. Fire erupts from their mouths and vaporizes the water, revealing a cave entrance. Wild Knuckles presses a device in his ear.
I'm in.
As the villain confidently strides into the cave, the waterfall blocks the entrance behind him. A stone staircase becomes smooth, and the villain slides down it. He ricochets off the cave walls and lands between large spikes. Dazed, the villain sits up. In the chamber ahead, he spots the Zodiac Stone, a gold medallion bejeweled with emeralds. It floats above a pedestal.
Hello, beautiful.
Wild Knuckles enters the chamber. The Zodiac Stone magically floats within a beam of light. The villain glances around, then reaches for it. A stone door shuts behind him. Dusty, cobweb-covered mechanical creatures spring to life and hop down from the openings in the walls. Wielding various weapons, the tiny golden guardians attack Wild Knuckles. The villain breaks several of them apart. One of the guardians crushes his hand. The guardians swarm Wild Knuckles. In slow motion, he punches and kicks them apart, scattering metal pieces. He repeatedly stomps on the last one. He grabs the emerald and gold medallion.
Aha! Yes! The Zodiac Stone!
Symbols on the walls depict mystical creatures. As they glow green, the magical essence of each creature flies out of the wall and into the Zodiac Stone.
Soon the power of these unstoppable beasts will be ours.
The ceiling opens, and a platform lifts Wild Knuckles out of the chamber and into the sunlight.
Oh, for crying out loud!
An army of the Mechanical Guardians attacks. The villain climbs two tall bamboo flagpoles and uses them as stilts. He dodges a weapon. An axe-wielding guardian rapidly spins, chopping the bamboo and shortening the stilts. Wild Knuckles leaps to a rock wall and climbs a vine. He radios his team.
Hurry up! I got a bunch of deadly Tchotchkes on my tail!
Roger that on the cop! Step on it, sister!
The other villains pilot a flying car toward Wild Knuckles, who flees up a dragon statue. The team drops a rope.
Hurry up! Come on!
He grabs the rope and some of the guardians grab his foot. The mechanical creatures plummet as he flies away with the team. Bellbottom takes the Zodiac Stone.
I got it! I got the stone!
Party's over, old man! The Vicious Six has a new head honcho!
You just got played for a sucker!
Hold on! I started this group! We're a team! Where's your loyalty?
Oh, please. We're villains. There's no such thing.
It's time for the next generation.
Jean-Claude cuts the rope and Wild Knuckles plummets toward a lake far below. Fade to black. A title appears. Minions, The Rise of Gru. The Zodiac Stone spins in place of a letter O, then transforms into a disco ball. Silhouettes depict Gru and the minions against vibrant backgrounds as credits appear. Steve Carell, Pierre Coffin. Three sets of minion arms tickle the silhouetted Gru. Taraji P. Henson. Kevin and Stuart do martial arts moves. Michelle Yeoh. A Chinese dragon silhouette chases the minions. Russell Brand. Bob runs after them. The fart gun fires a green cloud with Julie Andrews. The three minions swim through the green cloud and Alan Arkin. Kevin, Stuart, and Bob gather with many other minions. An overhead view shows them coming together to form a silhouette of Gru. In class at an elementary school, a teacher writes Career Day on the board.
Quiet down, class. Quiet down, class. People. So, what do you want to be when you grow up? Samantha.
I want to be a doctor.
Wonderful. Ridley.
I want to be a teacher.
No, you do not.
Me.
Yes.
I want to be a fireman who's also president and also drives race cars. Yeah.
Exciting. And what about you, Gru?
He draws himself with the Vicious Six.
Gru.
Me? I want to be a super villain.
He looks upset as others laugh. After school, kids run to their parents. Frowning, Gru walks alone.
Kelly!
Daddy!
Red!
Mom!
Gru!
The three minions wear disguises.
Oh, my favorite tiny relatives!
They surround Gru. Wearing lipstick, Kevin kisses him.
Hey, I got an image to uphold here.
Stuart spanks him. Bob clings to his leg.
Okay. Hey, are you guys pumped for the movie? Let's go!
Gru activates a rocket booster on his bike. People wait in line outside a theater playing the movie Jaws. Gru and the minions bypass the line and enter the sold-out showing. Stuart hands Gru an orb-shaped device. He hits a button, and it fills with green smoke. Gru tosses it into the theater. A sticker on it reads, Prototype, and it releases the green smoke. Gru and the minions wait outside the door. Audience members flee the theater. In the now empty theater, Gru and the minions watch the movie. Gru wears a gas mask. At an arcade, Gru plays pinball. Stuart uses a magnet to move the ball.
Whoa, I am a pinball wizard!
At a basketball arcade game, he throws the balls to the minions, who drop them into the hoop. Gru wins countless tickets. Gru boosts the power of an air hockey table, making Bob hover in the air. At a whack-a-mole game, the minions pop out of the holes, and Gru tries to hit them. Inside a claw machine, Stuart holds several prizes. Gru and the minions celebrate. At an ice cream shop, Gru frowns at the long line. He attaches a can of spray cheese to a blasting device, then sprays customers.
Cheese ray! Cheese ray! Cheese ray!
Don't cheese me, bro.
Gru takes ice cream cones from the worker. Bob puts a stuffed animal in the tip jar. Gru and the minions eat in front of a gym.
So creamy, so delicious! With every calorie!
The exercising people stare wide-eyed. On his bike, Gru arrives at his pink home with the minions. He collects the mail.
Health magazines, Sesame Green stamps.
Huh? He opens a package to find an 8-track tape bearing the members of Vicious Six, minus Wild Knuckles.
Holy guacamole!
Where can we listen?
Where can we listen?
Gru and his minions get into his mom's pink sports car. He inserts the tape into the player, and it projects a hologram of Bellbottom.
Hello, Mr. Gru. We've received your application to the world's best supervillain team, the Vicious Six. A recent opening has become available. And your interview is tomorrow at noon. Please go to 417 Main Street. The password is, you're no good.
You're no good.
Mm-hmm. Now get up on the downstroke, because this invitation is going to explode, baby.
Explode? Oh, no, 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 no.
The car fills with smoke, and they fall out coughing. Bob happily blows smoke rings. They go inside.
Very big news, Mom! Mom?
Looking worried, Gru climbs the stairs.
Mom?
He opens a door to find his mom sitting cross-legged with a mustached man. They make faces and stick out their tongues.
What? Mom, who is this sweaty guy? He's stinking up the house. I thought you were cooking cabbage.
He's my new guru.
The minions stick out their tongues mockingly.
Tell your weird buddies they better stop pulling their weight around here, or I'm kicking them out. They are killing my mellow vibes.
Gru shuts the door.
Hey, I heard that.
They go into Gru's bedroom. A Vicious Six calendar hangs on the door.
Come on, let's go tell the truth the good news.
Gru opens the closet.
Gentlemen, to the basement! AKA our new evil lair!
He opens a trap door and slides into the basement.
This is fantastic! Oh, construction looks great, guys!
Minions wearing hard hats work throughout. One minion tries to hammer a screw, but another pulls it away. A minion on a ladder screws in wall panels. A trio stands on a board as they saw it into pieces. They fall over. A minion passes a painting to another, then catches a heavy missile. A conga line dances.
My first evil lair! Goosebumps!
A missile explodes.
Well, you gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet.
A minion tamps the floor.
Oh, great job, Ryan. I said great job! Never mind.
Adrian, Matt, looking good!
Gru walks through wet concrete. A frustrated minion smooths it out, but walks through it himself.
Joe, help the family!
Joe gets torched by another.
Okay, everybody, get over here!
The minions gather.
Now listen up! Buckle your overalls! Hold on to your goggles! The Vicious Six wants to meet me! Tomorrow!
They celebrate.
All right, I'm not Minnie. Please stop calling me that. And also, they haven't accepted me yet.
A minion with braces steps forward.
Hello, Otto. What is it?
Kevin looks annoyed.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, you know what would be fun? Let's play the quiet game.
Otto holds his breath.
Any
Anyway, thanks for the hard work today, everyone. I gotta go get some rest. Tomorrow is the biggest day of my life. Yeah! What the world? Here comes Gru!
Gru grabs a ladder and it rises. Otto passes out. At night, Gru leaps into bed.
Oh!
He kicks off his shoes, turns off the lamp, and takes out a flashlight. Gru shines it onto a banner featuring the Vicious Six.
Oh, these guys are the best. I can't believe it.
Bob comes out of the closet holding his stuffed bear.
Minibus? No le tipo todo para tú?
Yeah, I get it, but I need a good night's sleep, so get out.
Oh, meglio la nasi goreng. Ketchup manis.
Okay, fine. Because you had a nightmare, but just tonight.
The minion happily jumps into bed with Gru.
I'm not buying the nightmare story, though.
They pull up the covers. Gru opens his eyes to find Kevin.
Scusa, Amy, parata vital nima pampoleo?
Oh, really? You too. Mm-hmm. Get in.
Kevin settles in on the other side of Gru.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, good night.
Stuart jumps in.
Good night!
No! Ah. I just want to get some sleep.
On the Villain Network channel, an anchorman holds up weapons.
Breaking news! The Vicious Six is ready to rewrite the rules of villainy!
Villains of the world! In 3 days, when the clock strikes midnight and the Chinese New Year begins, this bad boy's power is gonna be unleashed. With the power of the Zodiac, we're gonna take out the Anti-Villain League.
An AVL airship explodes.
And the Vicious Six will be the most powerful villains on the planet.
Can you dig it?
Wild Knuckles kicks a TV.
Do I dig it? I don't dig it. There's nothing to dig. They thought they could leave me for dead, huh? Kick me to the curb like a piece of old meat?
He stands on a balcony in San Francisco. Three henchmen watch him.
I'm gonna make them suffer for what they've done to me.
Mr. Knuckles.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Mr. Knuckles.
What?
We just wanted to make sure we'd be getting paid this week.
What a mouth on you. I'm paying you with knowledge.
You are?
Oh! Lesson one, always be prepared.
He fights a burly goon.
Lesson two, the Belgian five-arm nose pick. And lesson three, the Lithuanian haircut.
Wild Knuckles rips off the man's chest hair, then blows the hair at the three henchmen, knocking them down.
That's worth all the money in the world. Hey, guys, forget about it. You're gonna get paid. But first, we gotta get my stone back.
I see a bad Gru arising.
Gru showers and dries his backside.
I see a villain on his way.
He swings the towel.
I'm gonna interview with my heroes.
He plays with action figures.
They're gonna love me cause I'm the best.
Gru puts on Vicious Six underpants.
Don't mess up tonight. You're gonna join the Vicious Six.
He goes outside.
There is a bad Gru and I.
Guys!
The three minions wait for him.
Oh, you want to come?
Yoba, si. Yeah.
Right. Okay. When you guys tracked me down and responded to my help wanted ad...
In a flashback...
I was like, who are these tiny taser tots? And where did they get so much denim?
Gru slams the door on the minions. At night, he goes to his bedroom window and lifts the shade.
And you just wouldn't quit.
He finds the minion shivering in the pouring rain. One minion sneezes on another. Kevin blows on the glass and draws a heart in the fog. Gru opens the window.
Oh, all right. I surrender. Come on in.
The minions hurry inside. Storth sprays a garden hose, making it look like pouring rain. In the present...
We've had some great times since then, but the thing is, the Vicious Six, they're the big leagues. And you guys are great, and so the job you did on the lair...
He tries to pass them.
A plus! It's just, what I was thinking is that there are a lot of other villains in the world, you know?
Bob looks sad.
No, por qué? Pamporeo.
Never mind. Look, I think I just need to fly solo on this.
See you later, alligators!
Gru rides away and they start to follow.
Come here, Gru! Kevin! Kevin!
Otto comes out and Kevin rolls his eyes. As he babbles, Otto points to the house. Kevin stops him. As Otto turns around and counts, the trio runs off. Gru rides his bike. The minions hide behind a car, then follow him.
Go, go, go!
On a city street, Gru weaves through traffic and rides in front of a pedestrian. Gru slides to a stop. He stares at the sign for criminal records, which features a bomb.
Here we go.
Cars halt as Gru runs across the street and enters the record shop. He surveys the patrons. Gru approaches a broad-shouldered man in a fedora and sunglasses.
Excuse me, sir? I was just wondering if you're no good.
Oh, you're good. My mistake.
A gooey green hand pokes Gru.
Sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I was just trying out this new invention of mine. I call it Sticky Fingers or Smart Goo. I haven't quite landed on the name yet. Come here.
Gru approaches the inventor's counter.
I overheard you were looking for something special.
Yes, I was hoping you're no good.
He holds up a record by Linda Ronstadt.
I think you'll enjoy listening in booth 3.
The cover reads, "You're no good."
Right this way.
Gru hurries after him. At the window, Otto catches up to the other minions. In the booths, a man mimes conducting, and a short woman headbangs. The inventor leads Gru to an out-of-order booth.
This is it. Mum's the word. Keep it down. Good luck. Let him have it, son.
Thanks, Mr. Nefario.
That's Dr. Nefario. Here, take this.
He gives him the goo device.
If you ever get famous, remember who gave you your first gadget.
Okay.
Smiling, Nefario peers through the window as Gru plays the record. Nothing happens, and Gru frowns. Nefario knocks.
Fly backwards.
He twirls his finger. Gru pushes the record in reverse.
Welcome to the Vicious Six.
That is pretty.
The booth plummets. A floor indicator drops to one, and the doors open to a lobby. Imposing costume men sit on couches. One sharpens a cleaver. Gru composes himself.
Hello?
He sits between the man with the cleaver and a man in a tight black mask.
Everybody here for the interview? Me too. So what do you guys got going on later? Are you up to no good? Are you gonna get into some mischief?
The blade-wielding man scowls at Gru.
Okay.
Send the first one in.
They're ready to see you, Mr. Gru.
Oh, good. Great.
Gru squeezes past the large blade. He enters the cavernous Vicious Six lair. Bellbottom and her team sit at a large elevated desk. Gru nervously tugs on his sweater as he steps onto a narrow walkway. He looks down to find a dark abyss below him. He goes across the walkway to the central platform. From the tall, imposing desk, the five Vicious Six members stare down at him. Gru stands before them anxiously.
Distinguished villains! My name is Gru! I feel like I'm talking too loud, even though our proximity doesn't require this kind of volume!
The villains peer down at the boy.
If you told me when I was 10 that I would have the chance to fill the shoes of my favorite villain ever, Wild Knuckles, I would say, you got rocks in your head. But now that I'm 11 and 3/4, it makes a lot more sense.
All right, who let the kid in?
I thought he was a tiny man.
What's wrong with you?
You seriously think a puny little child can be a villain?
Yes, I am pretty despicable. You don't want to cross me?
Evil is for adults who steal powerful ancient stones and wreak havoc.
She reveals the Zodiac.
And not for tubby little punks who should be at school. Learning. Taking a recess. Sucking his thumb.
Sucking his
thumb! Come back when you've done something to impress me. Who's next?
A costumed man enters.
I am Wingman, the next member of the Vicious Six. Behold, the power of flight!
His jetpack sends him flying.
All right, joke's over. Showtime!
Bellbottom lassos Wingman with her gold chain.
This is a big one!
Prue regards the Zodiac Stone with a determined expression.
Yeah, to the left, that's right!
He tries the smart goo gadget, but nothing happens. Prue eyes it, and the hand sticks to his face. Prue yanks it off and fires the gadget. The goo sticks to the Zodiac Stone. He reels it in. The Vicious Six wrangle Wingman.
Bring him in, boy!
Bellbottom spots the missing stone, then Prue.
He took the stone!
I'll get him!
Using his metal fists, Stronghold smashes the walkway as Gru flees across it.
Lock down the building!
Gru emerges into the record shop, and security bars block the booth behind him. Customers stare. Gru stows the Zodiac in his sweater.
I did. Nothing to see here. Oh, look at you. Frampton comes alive. Nice choice.
He bumps into Nefario.
Just keep walking.
Gru rushes into the street. From a rooftop, Wild Knuckles watches through binoculars. He spots Gru going to his bike.
Who the heck is that? A kid?
Gru briefly drops the stone, then spots the minions.
Guys!
Hello!
What are you doing here?
Otto rambles.
Okay, just get on!
Which way did he go?
There's that little thief!
Go, go, go!
Split up!
Svengeance skates after Gru's bike. Watching, Wild Knuckles heads off. As Gru and the minions ride down an alley, Svengeance skates sideways along a building. Kevin knocks over trash cans, and the villain leaps over them in slow motion. Gru knocks on a door.
Knock, knock! Delivery!
A man opens the door into Svengeance. As the bike bounces downstairs, Otto and the Zodiac Stone fall off. Otto quickly grabs it. Gru stops on a sidewalk, and Nunchuck spots him.
That demon giant!
Otto, take the stone back to the lair! I'll distract them! Go, 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 go!
Gru rides off with the trio, followed by Nunchuck and Jean-Claude. Holding the stone, Otto goes up the stairs. Gru tries the button for his rocket booster.
Oh, not now! Come on! Come on!
In front of him, Stronghold grabs a flower-painted van. Behind Gru, Nunchuck throws her nunchucks. Stronghold hurls the van. In slow motion, Gru leans his bike over and dodges both attacks. The nunchucks hit Stronghold and the van slams into Nunchuck. Bellbottom arrives.
Yeah, baby!
Swinging her gold chain, she lassos Gru's bike.
I'll handle this!
Gru's bike tows her and Jean-Claude. Nunchuck climbs out of the van.
Hope you enjoy the rest of your short life!
Please work!
Gru activates the booster. Bellbottom's eyes go wide. As the bike zooms ahead, Jean-Claude digs his lobster claw into the street. The chain breaks. Jean-Claude tumbles, while Bellbottom remains on her feet. The others join them.
We're coming for you, Tiny Man!
Yeah! Gru and the minions ride off victoriously. A van painted with flames follows them. At Gru's lair, a minion DJ plays a record. Gru pets Kyle, and Kyle bites him.
They all said the kid couldn't be a real villain. What the hell? This kid just stole something from the worst villains in the world. When I bring it back to them, they're going to say, oh, we have made a terrible mistake. Please join us. Please, Gru. And I will say, yes! I will be the newest member of the Vicious Six! Now, all I need is Otto.
Where is Otto?
Otto Lekome.
No, not Otto Lekome. He needs to come now.
Otto comes down the slide and barrels through the other minions.
Otto! There you are! Oh, you got it?
Otto presents a rock with googly eyes.
Are you pulling on my legs right now? Otto, where's the stone?
The stone? Ah, see, si, let's go. Ooh, big Astoria.
In a flashback, Otto walks through a neighborhood with the Zodiac Stone. He trips on the chain attached and falls into a pile of mud. He yanks the stone out of the mud and it goes flying. In a yard, kids spray water onto a flat slide. The stone lands on the slide and Otto dives after it, launching off a ramp at the end. In slow motion, the chain catches onto the neck of a flying duck. Otto grabs its tail. He falls into a yard, pulling the bird down with him. The duck pecks Otto. The Zodiac Stone lands in Otto's hands, and he spots a birthday party through a window. A red-haired boy receives the googly-eyed pet rock as a gift, and hearts appear around Otto.
Oh la la, perash, mi amor! Mi amor! Mi amor!
Otto imagines the rock winking at him. He goes inside and trades the Zodiac Stone for the rock. Everyone cheers, and Otto kisses the rock as he leaves.
Thank you.
In Gru's lair, he continues kissing it.
Topissimos, no?
Did you just trade my future for a pet rock?
See?
Okay, Otto, where was this birthday party?
Montargis, la cognac, pamplune, tamagosi. Don't you remember it preciso, like that?
This is unacceptable! Unacceptable! I told you guys that you weren't ready for the big leagues and you have proven me correct!
Gru packs a bag.
All you do is mess everything up!
Pump it up!
The DJ plays a record. His cohort knocks him over and stops the music.
My mom was right! You do not belong here! You're fired!
Kevin, Stuart, and Bob look shocked.
I'm going to find that stone. When I get home, you all better be gone!
Mini boss, I put my cape on, let's get
to go! Close your yapper!
Oh.
Gru storms out.
Josh! See, see.
I'll see. The DJ plays a record. The minions sadly sway together. Upstairs, Kevin follows Gru to the front door.
Gru, no parta! Por favor! Por favor!
Kevin, no. I will be better off on my own.
Gru leaves. Kevin goes to the window and watches him walk away as rain falls. Gru pulls up his scarf. Kevin gazes sadly, then notices the van painted with flames at a nearby intersection. The unseen driver watches Gru tuck the pet rock into his sweater. The van drives after him. Face unseen, a burly man reaches out the side door. Kevin runs outside as the man snatches Gru off the sidewalk. The man stuffs Gru into a sack as the van drives away. Kevin runs into the street and falls. Daytime. A wide view shows Wild Knuckles' house, designed to look like the stacked letters WK.
I'm sorry, I thought you'd be impressed. Could I just speak to Bell Bottom?
Sure. The burly henchman tosses the sack holding Gru in front of Wild Knuckles. Gru spots the villain and cowers.
Wild Knuckles! We're alive? Wow, my favorite villain is also my kidnapper? This could be a great opportunity if you don't kill me.
Shut up and give me the stone.
Oh, yes, the stone. Here's the thing about that. Kind of a funny story.
Give it to him!
Gru hops forward in the sack. The burly goon grabs him.
And it's all going to go south very quickly.
He gives Wild Knuckles the pet rock.
What the heck is this?
The villain tosses it and looms over the boy, then nods to his henchmen. The burly man flips to the balcony and his skinny cohort throws Gru. The burly man catches the boy and dangles Gru over the edge.
Where is it, boy?
I don't have it!
I don't have it!
I know you're hiding it somewhere.
I'm not, I swear. Cross my heart and don't die, stick a needle in my eye. Don't actually do that, though.
Somebody bring me a phone.
They hold out the dial of a rotary phone to Gru.
Call home. It's ransom time.
No. My mom will probably pay you to keep me.
Good one. Call!
Still hanging upside down, Gru starts dialing, one number at a time. A nearby pigeon dozes off. At the lair, the minions work at a large map covered in evidence relating to Gru's kidnapping. Red string connects locations. As they run off, Bob yanks all the string off the map, pulling another minion. In the kitchen, the others watch as Kevin stands on a stool to answer the phone.
Hello, La Casa de Minibus?
Who is this?
Kevin Le Mignon.
Kevin Le what?
Le Mignon.
You kidding me? You got henchmen?
Well, that's the end of that.
Minibus?
Listen, you. Bring the stone to me in San Francisco. 6830 Green Street. Got it?
Sí, ma.
Now you got 2 days, or you are never going to see your little boss again.
Looking frantic, Kevin turns to the others. In the lair, Otto describes the birthday boy. Bob draws on a notepad. Bob's sketch resembles a member of the band Kiss. Stuart angrily shakes Otto. Kevin stops him, then he grabs Otto and shakes him. Stuart brings over a baseball bat, and Kevin stops him. Otto describes for Bob, who sketches the red-haired birthday boy. Otto points excitedly. In his house, the birthday boy plays on a pogo stick. Kevin points at the boy through a window, and Otto nods.
Okay, go!
The trio goes inside. Otto stops as the garage door opens and his eyes widen.
Oh!
The stone!
Ah, sí, repito. Donda papirusa stona.
Gave that to my uncle. It's more his style.
Otto watches a man drive a motorcycle out of the garage.
Oh.
Wearing the zodiac stone around his neck, the rugged man puts on sunglasses. He rides off. Otto turns to the house. Otto mounts a toy tricycle and rides after the rugged man. Inside, Kevin yells at the red-haired boy.
I told you! I don't know where he went, you stupid Twinkies!
Stuart slides a skateboard under the boy's pogo stick. It causes him to bounce high, and the ceiling fan shaves down his puffy red hair. The minions leave.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The boy sits up and spots his hair.
Cool, man.
The trio goes outside. Kevin throws up his hand sadly. The side of a bus reads, "Fly to San Francisco."
San Francisco. In San Francisco. Vamos!
Kevin and Stuart start running after the bus. Bob looks around. Bob follows the others. The Vicious Six enter a garage.
Let's rock and roll! Time to get our stone back. We're coming for you, Mr. Gru!
Hallelujah!
They get in vehicles. Svengeance rides a large roller skate. Jean-Claude sits inside a mechanical lobster with huge metal claws. Stronghold drives a tank.
Smash! Smash!
Nunchuck plays a pipe organ in a hovering craft. Bellbottom leads the group in the flying red car. The villains ride off. At an airport, the trio of minions gets off the bus wearing disguises.
America.
They enter the airport. At a counter, Kevin climbs atop luggage to speak to a blonde ticket agent.
Hello. Tres tiquetas por San Francisco.
San Francisco. Okay. How will you be paying?
Bob drops buttons and other items.
No problemo.
Oh, great! You know, if you have any hairballs, we can upgrade you to first class. Get out.
Bob licks a lollipop and uses it to collect the random items. Kevin spots a flight crew.
So there I was, thrust thrust in both engines, and I had to turn back at LaGuardia.
Ooh la la.
Hey, Sally.
Hi.
Kevin spots another flight crew, and the minions steal some of their luggage. Re-entering the terminal, Kevin and Stuart dress as pilots. Bob wears a flight attendant uniform and wig. On an airplane, Kevin and Stuart sit in the cockpit. Kevin reads a complicated flight manual. Stuart uses the intercom. In the cabin, the passengers look confused. Bob pushes a snack cart.
Hello, peanut?
Oh, yes, please.
He gives a man a single peanut.
Peanut.
Bob continues down the aisle, giving the passengers one peanut each. He offers one to a baby.
Hey, baby, peanut?
Stuart slaps Kevin's hand, causing him to push a button. Kevin points at the manual. Stuart cracks his knuckles and starts pressing controls. Oxygen masks drop. The landing wheels lift the plane like stilts. Stuart rolls on the console and hits more buttons at random. The jet engines activate and the plane rolls forward, crossing runways as other planes take off. The Minions plane heads straight for the air traffic control tower. The people inside flee. Kevin pulls back on his control wheel and the plane flies straight upward, barely missing the tower. They level out above the clouds, then fly in a wave-like motion. Looking sick, Stuart turns green and flees the cockpit. Kevin lowers his seat and puts on a sleeping mask. In the cabin, Bob eats the rest of the peanuts, then uses the bag as a puppet for the crying baby. In the bathroom, Stuart steps away from the toilet and hits the flush button. It sucks him inside and pulls off his uniform. Kevin wakes to find the radar showing them near San Francisco. He pushes the control wheel forward and the plane descends rapidly. Kevin starts to float. Passengers and objects do as well. Bob plays peekaboo with the baby using his wig. The plane flies in a full vertical loop and Stuart falls out of the toilet. Kevin pulls back on the control wheel as hard as he can and the plane makes a bumpy landing right outside San Francisco Airport. The passengers cheer. Stuart enters the cockpit wrapped in toilet paper. At home, Wild Knuckles ties up Gru.
You got real moxie, kid. Stealing from the Vicious Six.
I got moxie, really? Did I just receive a compliment from Wild Knuckles? All my dreams are coming true right now!
Well, it's about to become your nightmare. Welcome to my newest torture device, the Disco Inferno!
Gru stands tied in the center of a giant turntable as Wild Knuckles turns it on.
Your minions better get here by sundown tomorrow, because if 48 hours of disco don't kill you, the blade will.
A blade spins atop the needle. Wild Knuckles leaves. Gru spins at the center of the record. On a wooded mountain road, the rugged man rides his motorcycle. Far behind him, Otto rides the tricycle. Pedaling at super speed, the minion drives through a tunnel, a rainstorm, a pond, and a forest. In a desert, he speeds past a daredevil on a motorcycle. Otto launches off the daredevil's ramp and crosses a canyon. A crowd cheers as he lands on the other side. Otto keeps riding past a sign, now entering Death Valley. In San Francisco, Kevin leads Stuart and Bob up a steep road. Kevin checks a map marked with Gru's location. Kevin points up the rest of the long, steep road. He marches on and the others slowly follow. Kevin tries to pull Bob along, but Bob slips and tumbles toward an approaching trolley. He safely hangs from its side as it drives up the street. Kevin grabs the back of the trolley. Stuart grabs onto Kevin's overalls, pulling them down and exposing Kevin's butt. Bob rings the driver's bell.
Next up, Green Street.
Bob gets off.
Bye-bye.
Kevin pulls up his overalls and slaps Stuart. Bob points and they notice Wild Knuckles' towering house in front of them. They go into the alley behind the house. Kevin and Stuart climb onto a trash can to peer over a brick wall. Kevin spots Gru through a top floor window. The three henchmen train in the backyard. The burly goon hits a heavy punching bag and rips out the stuffing. Kevin stops Stuart from leaving.
No, I can't stand yet. Okay.
Bob sprays his goggles with paint, and Kevin gets excited. In the yard, the two smaller henchmen spar. Disguised as a bush, Kevin signals to Bob, who peeks out from a flower pot. Bob follows Kevin away. Painted like bricks, Stuart sneaks along the wall. The two goons move away, and the minions start across the lawn. The burly man glances over, and the minions hide. He looks away. They sneak farther, then hide. He picks up the flower pot.
Hey, wait a minute.
Bob peeks out.
Hello.
The other minions attack the burly man's legs. Bob falls through the bottom of the pot.
Trespassers! Get out of you! Come back here!
The two smaller goons chase the minions over the brick wall. The burly man crashes through it. The henchmen chase the trio down the steep road. Kevin trips and rolls past the others. Bob and Stuart roll down the hill after Kevin as the henchmen continue their pursuit. The minions land in Chinatown. They run into a bustling street market. Overhead, a large banner reads, "Happy New Year." The three henchmen chase the minions.
Get your little butts back here!
They run past a business called Chow Acupuncture. Chow, a dark-haired woman, uses needles on a man's back.
Okay, now, you might feel a little pinch.
Chow notices the goons chasing the minions past her window. They surround the minions in an alley.
Gotcha now!
Time to break some bones!
The skinny goon punches Kevin and his mustache cohort kicks him. Chow continues working on her client.
Any plans for the weekend?
Kevin hits the window. Chow watches a goon take him away.
Take 5 deep breaths. I'll be right back.
She goes into the alley.
Hey! You like picking on little guys, huh?
Go take a nap, old lady!
Old lady?
She kicks a stool and the skinny goon catches it. Chow flips off awnings, then kicks the stool into the man. She gets into a fighting stance and flames appear around her.
I am a master of the ancient Shaolin art of Kung Fu.
Bob stares in awe. The henchmen charge, and she easily fends them off using Kung Fu. In slow motion, Chow lands a kick to the skinny man's face. She throws one henchman into a trash can and kicks another against her window. The three minions smile. Chow kicks fruits and vegetables at the burly man. He catches a pumpkin. She leaps onto his shoulders and punches him many times. Chow strikes a fighting pose and a shockwave sends the man flying. The minions stand by Chow.
Get lost!
She goes inside. The defeated goons retreat.
You come back to our place, you're dead!
Come here, la mujer nos aprende kung fu!
The minions approach Chow, who works on her client.
Oh, thank you, la badass! Mikado is here, parandila.
Shh, you can thank me by going away. I'm working.
Ma, pote tu nos kung fu lernen?
You want to learn kung fu? Oh.
Kevin. Stuart pushes Kevin aside.
Bello, chica. Teach a new kung fu? Por smoochie smoochie?
She moves an acupuncture needle and her client's arm slaps Stuart. He tries to fight back and she moves more needles.
My teaching days are over. This is my life now.
She makes her client wave. Bob steps forward.
Soto, I am. La barca, my le amo. Needles kung fu. Para salvar a mini boss. Per favor.
His eyes grow big as he pleads with a sad face. Kevin and Stuart join in, giving her the same pleading stare.
Aya! Fine. I will teach you.
At Gru's house, a minion reaches for deviled eggs. Gru's mom stops him.
Hey! Those are not for you.
Excuse me.
The name of the game is sell, sell, sell!
Minions in disguises present food storage containers to women, then make fart noises. A large buzzsaw cuts into the ceiling.
What?
Jean-Claude's lobster vehicle rips off the roof, and the vicious six jump into the living room. The women flee in terror.
Where's Gru?
Ah, how should I know? What's with the costumes? Halloween was 4 months ago. You look stupid.
buzz off. Shoo! I'm getting my meat tenderizer.
Let me help you with that, dearie.
Nunchuck follows her.
Now, where's the boy?
The disguised minions cower.
Oh, I didn't mean to scare you. Don't worry. We're not mad at him. We just want to hire him.
Jean-Claude snatches a minion.
Where is he?
Wild Knuckles! Someone please go!
Wild Knuckles is alive?
And working with the kid. We're going to San Francisco. Let's hit it!
As the others rise on ropes, Nunchuck ascends in a beam of light. Rosary beads bind Gru's mom.
You had better be paying for my roof!
Aye, aye, aye. Chow leads the trio to a training room.
Pretty groovy, huh?
The minions admire the various weapons. Chow leaps in front of them and text appears. Basic skills.
We begin with a basic kick. Now you.
The minions swing their tiny legs. Bob falls over.
Okay. No kicking. This is a melon hammer. It's a weapon. This is Fred. He is a dummy. Never underestimate a dummy.
Dummy. Hello, Fred!
No attack!
Stuart wildly swings the melon hammer, hitting Kevin and then Fred. The dummy teeters away on its base, then teeters forward and whacks Stuart. Bob cheers. Fred knocks Stuart's goggle into his face. The minion pops it back out. He glares at the dummy.
Fred.
Doubt tells me I cannot break this wood. But doubt exists only in the mind. You know what I say to my mind?
Chow snaps boards with her head.
Now, you.
Stuart steps back and motions for Kevin to try. Mm-hmm. Kevin pounds his head on a single board. Yeah! It doesn't break, and he tries again. Stuart steps up.
Kevin.
Stuart pounds Kevin against the board, and it doesn't break. Chow grins. Kevin angrily walks away. The others follow. Chow throws a needle into Kevin's neck, freezing him in place.
Okay, clearly we are not ready for philosophy. Let's just train.
Now, Kevin and Bob practice kung fu moves. Chow observes with a faint smile. Her smile fades as Stuart disco dances with a stereo. Chow swats him with a stick.
Okay. Yeah.
Stuart unenthusiastically practices punching. Yeah. As Chow walks off, he turns up the music and dances. The other minions join him. Chow returns and hits Kevin and Stuart with her stick. They flee. Chow throws her stick, then smiles at Bob.
Rest up. Tomorrow's going to be even worse.
At Wild Knuckles' house.
What? You're quitting? I told you. When I get that stone, we're going to be unstoppable.
I have had enough.
There's nothing sadder than an aging villain.
So long, old man.
Guys, come on. We're a team.
The injured henchmen leave. Wild Knuckles frowns, then gazes upward. On the large turntable, Gru looks dazed. The record comes to a stop.
How do you like it? How do you like it? Is this heaven?
I just had to fire my henchmen. You know why? Because they weren't getting the job done. Okay, I'm just going to untie you now because I need you to do some stuff for me around the house. And it might be, you know, kind of nice to have a little company around here.
Oh, yeah, two villains just doing some chores. Who knows what kind of trouble we could get into.
Crew falls.
What's that? That's your evil chuckle?
Obviously.
Well, it stinks. You sound like a clown who swallowed a kazoo.
Really? Well, you look like a wizard going through an end-of-life crisis.
Easy there, Don Rickles.
Who's Don Rickles?
A rattlesnake crossing sign stands beside a desert highway. Otto slowly pedals the tricycle as buzzards circle overhead. Exhausted, the minion looks up. He envisions the Zodiac Stone in front of the sun. Otto grabs the stone, which dangles from the rugged man's neck. The man takes off his sunglasses.
Dude! I thought we lost you there for a minute. Hey, chill.
Otto tugs on the stone.
Hey, you want to try this on, little dude?
The man gives it to him.
Yeah.
La Stona!
Hey, soul brother. Where you jetting off to?
Le Palimo, San Francisco.
Frisco! Disco! Wow. It's your lucky day, kid. I'm headed up the coast. I could drop you off on the way.
Wearing the stone around his neck, Otto sits on the back of the man's motorcycle as they ride through the desert. Otto spots a sign for world's biggest banana. They pose for a photo with a giant banana. On a bridge, they drive behind a tanker truck. Otto makes silly faces in its reflective backside. The rugged man joins in. They pull up alongside the truck, and Otto signals the driver to blow his horn. Otto opens his mouth wide. The driver rolls up his window. Otto and the man ride past a mileage sign for San Francisco. In his backyard, Wild Knuckles sunbathes as Gru brings a skimmer net to the dirty pool.
Start with the pool. This place, you gotta be spick and span.
What are you doing? You look like the overcooked turkey my mom makes on Thanksgiving.
A crocodile bites Gru's bucket.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention. The pool is filled with my pet crocodiles.
Gru swings the skimmer at the large crocs.
Yo, well, doesn't scare me.
A croc lunges and Gru falls back.
Be careful. I can't have you lose an arm because I need you to change some light bulbs after this. Here, let me show you how it's done.
Wild Knuckles skims the pool.
Betsy, knock it off.
The crocodiles grab the skimmer and pull him into the water. Wild Knuckles tries to fight them off.
Marvin, no, stop that!
Gru reaches out to him.
Help! Oh, no!
The net!
The boy grabs the net's long pole.
I got you!
A croc snaps it.
I don't got you!
Gru leaps in and holds onto a croc's snout.
Take my hand!
He grabs Wild Knuckles.
Gotcha!
Gru leaps out, pulling the older villain with him. The crocodiles narrow their eyes and sink below the surface.
Oh, you could have run, but you didn't.
I told you, you are my favorite villain in the world. I could not let you get eaten by crocodiles, even though that would have been kind of cool to watch.
So you want to be a great villain, huh?
That's all I ever wanted.
You want, you want me to teach you a thing or two?
Gru nods. In a forest.
Many fighters have asked me, how did I become a great master?
Chao stands on a high tree branch. Text appears. Finding your inner beast. She leaps between the towering trees and lands in front of the three minions.
Even the smallest of us are capable of great things. You just dig down deep. Find your inner beast. And
her eyes glow red and flames swell behind her. Chao's roar knocks the minions back.
Gesundheit?
Now you try.
Kevin roars. Stuart sticks out his tongue and Bob growls.
Rawr.
Chao charges, leaving a trail of flames. She flies at the minions.
Find your inner beast! Stop this kick!
She kicks Stuart, who crashes through the trunks of several trees. Kevin and Bob stand near Chao.
We have a lot more work to do.
In silhouette, Chao and the minions practice a move. Kevin knocks Stuart over. In the training room, Chao strikes a wooden dummy, then points for the minions to take a turn. Kevin and Stuart attack the dummy, and Bob hugs it. Chao smiles. With Chao on his back, Kevin does push-ups over a fire. Bob roasts marshmallows, and Stuart fans the flames. At the wharf, the group balances on posts sticking out of the water. Stuart peels a banana, and a sea lion pops up. He offers the banana, then pulls it away. Another sea lion grabs it, pulling Stuart into the water. At the training room, Bob dusts off a wooden board. He sneezes, and his head breaks it. Bob tries to put it back together. Chao raises her brow. She breaks a chair and a cinder block over Bob's head. A large metal safe drops onto him, and he stands inside it, smiling. Later, the minions conspire. With Chao watching, Stuart strikes a hand blast pose, and the other two pretend to get blown away. In silhouette, Chow does a hand blast pose. The minions each do one, and Kevin's blast knocks them away.
Kevin, Stuart, and Bob, you are ready.
As Chow pulls ribbons from a box, the minions leave.
No! Ready for your junior kung fu achievement badges!
They're dead.
Wild Knuckles parks his van outside a bank. Gru wears a Boy Scout uniform.
First rule of heist, always stay in character.
Got it, Grandpa!
They go inside and pass the elderly receptionist.
Say, do you mind if we use the John Poindexter here? Can't hold it in till we get home.
In the bathroom, Wild Knuckles cranks a urinal handle to reveal an eye scanner. It scans him and opens a secret entrance. As they walk down a fancy hallway, Gru reads a large sign.
The Bank of Evil.
They enter the hidden establishment. Gru holds hands with Wild Knuckles, who wears a World's Best Grandpa t-shirt. A large vault stands on the second floor.
It's showtime, kid. Follow my lead, and don't forget your cue.
They approach Mr. Perkins.
Hello, I just need to cash this.
Oh, wowie zowie, what a big bank! How many security guards are in here?
Who's this little guy?
Well, that's my grandson, who still has not learned that children should be seen and not heard.
Kids, I actually have a son of my own.
He shows a photo of Vector.
He looks weird.
Oh, don't listen to him. Your son is very, cute.
Wild Knuckles clutches his chest. He dramatically collapses onto a bench.
Oh, help! I'm seeing a white light! Helen, I'm coming for you!
He looks to Gru.
Helen, I'm coming for you.
Oh, help! Help my pop-pop! Somebody help him!
Guards help.
My grandpa!
Gru goes upstairs.
This is the big one. Oh.
Gru sneaks to the vault, then spots keys on Perkins' belt.
It's the sweet sound of angels.
Gru fires the smart goo onto the keys.
Do something! My life is flashing before my eyes.
Gru steals the keys. He climbs onto a trash can and sticks a key into the vault lock. The boy climbs to the vault's large bolt wheel and tries to spin it. Wild Knuckles watches.
No! The other way!
Gru spins the wheel the other way, and the vault opens. Medics arrive.
All right, everyone stand back.
They shock Wild Knuckles.
Uh-oh. Clear!
Oh, wait a minute, wait.
By the open vault, Gru gives a thumbs up.
Don't give up on me now, buddy.
No, I'm feeling better.
Clear!
They shock him again.
No. Maximum charge. Clear!
Thank you. You saved my grandpa.
Gru sits him up.
Did we do the heist?
Grandpa said the darndest things. You dropped this.
Gru gives the keys back. In the van, he shows the Mona Lisa.
Look what I got!
Hey, not bad. Not bad at all. We make a good team.
We do?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we gotta keep at it. Wait till you see what I'm gonna teach you next.
I cannot wait.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Wild Knuckles drives off. At night, the minion trio sneaks into Wild Knuckles' backyard. They wear yellow jumpsuits and strike kung fu poses.
Come on in.
They hurry to the back door and strike more poses. Kevin stands on Bob and opens the door. Stuart bursts inside, swinging his fists at nothing. The minions split up. In their vehicles, the Vicious Six advance on the house. Bob and Stuart look around. Jean-Claude's vehicle climbs the side of the house and crashes into the room. The minions flee. In another room, Stronghold drives his tank through the wall. Kevin jumps out the window. Jean-Claude destroys the top half of the house.
They're not here!
Fan out and find them!
The rest of the house crumbles beneath Jean-Claude as he climbs down in his vehicle. The Vicious Six head off, and the three minions run after them. On the Golden Gate Bridge, anti-villain league vehicles drive past Otto and the Rugged Man.
Something big's going down in Frisco.
Oh, look out!
Ooh. Fireworks explode over the city. The Rugged Man drives into Chinatown and parks.
Woo! There it is.
He takes off Otto's helmet.
It's been one heck of a ride, little man.
Oh, dude.
They hug.
You know, I'm gonna miss you.
Look at me, boss. Put on my co-price.
Hey, Soul Brother, good luck.
Ciao, Suki.
Otto passes through a crowd and discovers an extravagant parade. Women in green and gold dresses wave identical paper fans. Otto walks into the street, and performers on stilts step over him. Otto takes in his vibrant surroundings, then turns to find a large dragon puppet approaching. The minion covers his face. Wild Knuckles returns home.
My friend, you are now going to learn from the old school.
He and Gru stare at the remnants of the demolished house.
Oh, no.
Wild Knuckles walks among the wreckage with a somber expression. Gru hugs the stolen painting as he looks around. The older villain picks up a framed newspaper. The headline reads, Wild Knuckles founds the Vicious Six.
I can't believe they did this to me. I taught them everything they know. We were a team. Oh, I give up.
He slumps into his broken chair.
Hey, you are a great bad guy. And they are stupid idiots.
Only dream I ever had was doing bad stuff with my buddies. Now look at me, old, alone.
Well, you are old, but you're not alone.
Oh.
He hangs his head.
All right. Listen up, Buster. We are starting a new team, and it's going to be called the Terrible Twos.
Gru strikes a pose.
We can find a better name later, but right now, we're going to find that stone and show everybody that you still got it.
Come on, you're just a little kid. It's over. Go home.
But you said we...
Go home!
Scowling, Wild Knuckles averts his gaze. Gru frowns and approaches the door. Gru's expression turns somber as he walks away from the destroyed house. A trolley pulls up and stops beside him. The boy climbs on board, and the trolley drives off. Gru stares downward with a forlorn expression. Fireworks burst over the city. The trolley travels alongside the lively parade in Chinatown. Gru spots Otto riding the dragon puppet.
Otto?
Gru jumps off the moving trolley and pushes through the crowd.
Otto!
He climbs onto a man's shoulders.
Otto! It's Mini Boss!
Oh, Mini Boss!
Otto hops down from the dragon and meets Gru in the street.
You found the stone, Otto! I'm so proud of you! All right, we don't have much time. We got to get this to Wild Knuckles.
Okay.
The Vicious Six arrive. Nunchuck floats down in a beam of light and swings her weapon. Gru and Otto flee. Bellbottom snatches the boy with her gold chain.
Long time no see, punk!
She grabs the Zodiac Stone.
I'll take that.
The Anti-Villain League vehicles arrive.
Yes!
Silas Ramsbottom and his agents aim weapons.
Anti-Villain League, you are under arrest.
Otto looks relieved. Bellbottom steps forward.
Whoa, everybody! Did you forget what time it is?
A clock tower strikes midnight. She touches the stone, and the glowing mystical creatures emerge from it. They each fly into a member of the Vicious Six. Their eyes glow green, and Bellbottom starts transforming.
Happy New Year!
She becomes a giant purple dragon.
Fire!
The AVL weapons do nothing against her beastly form. Stronghold turns into an ox, and Jean-Claude transforms into a monkey. Still wrapped in the chain, Gru crawls away. Nunchuck becomes a giant snake, and Svengeance turns into a tiger on skates. Otto faints.
Stand your ground!
Bellbottom smashes an AVL van with her tail. Jean-Claude leaps at the agents, who flee in terror. Stronghold and Svengeance chase the scattering people. Bellbottom spots Gru and snatches him.
No, 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 no!
Where do you think you're going? You stole from us, and now you're gonna pay!
She ties Gru between the two hands of the clock tower. The three minions arrive.
Enjoy being torn apart!
Hey! Putamadunza minibus!
Guys! Why don't we make this a fair fight?
The Zodiac Stone fires magical energy at the minions. Kevin turns into a rabbit, Bob turns into a ram, and Stuart turns into a rooster.
Oh, you thought I was serious!
Run!
They flee as Bellbottom breathes fire. Smoke and embers rise toward Gru. While Knuckles steps through the flames.
Hello, traitors! Remember me?
The villains gather.
You can leave me for dead. You can destroy everything I own. But I will not let you hurt that kid.
Oh, so you're gonna save the kid. Yeah, you and what army?
The minions return.
Just army!
Okay, this army.
The two teams square off. Bellbottom and Wild Knuckles both snarl.
Ha!
The large, imposing creatures stare down the much smaller group. The minions snarl back. The minute hand moves, stretching Gru. The two sides charge at each other and start fighting. Wild Knuckles dodges the dragon's fire. Bob runs away from Jean-Claude, then leaps into the air. Stronghold headbutts Bob, and he smashes through a wall. Nunchuck coils around Stuart and squeezes him. The minute hand moves again, stretching Gru even more. Svengeance chases Kevin, then leaps in front of him. The terrified bunny minion flees into an alley and comes to a dead end. The giant tiger closes in on Kevin.
Dig down deep! Find your inner beast!
Kevin's eyes glow red as he roars. Moving at super speed, the minion runs around Svengeance, making the tiger dizzy. Kevin zooms up a tall building and into the sky, then lands a powerful kick to the tiger's head. Bob's eyes glow red, and he charges at Jean-Claude and Stronghold, ramming them both. Stuart's eye also glows, and he fires eggs at Nunchuck. They smash against her snake form. The last egg lands on the ground and hatches. A tiny chick resembling Stuart emerges. Nunchuck eats it. Stuart kicks her, and the chick flies out of her mouth. He catches the chick, and it snuggles up to him. Otto sits up, then watches Bellbottom move away. The minion spots Gru on the clock tower. The minute hand moves. Wild Knuckles grabs the dragon's tail. Kevin and Bob attack her scaly legs and clawed feet. As Wild Knuckles runs up her long body, Bellbottom snaps at him and misses. Kevin bites her snout. Jean-Claude spots Otto climbing up to the clock tower. Stretched between the hands, Gru's sleeve starts to rip. Otto unties his hand. Jean-Claude snatches Otto with his claw. Gru smacks the monkey with the clock's minute hand. He catches Otto as the villain plummets. Wild Knuckles runs up Bellbottom's neck. Gru swings down from the tower. In slow motion, Wild Knuckles leaps to the dragon's face. Gru and the minions stare. Wild Knuckles grabs the dragon's nostril and swings toward the Zodiac Stone. He nearly grabs it, but Bellbottom swings him away and blasts him with fire. He lands hard, and the vicious six close in.
Get away from him! Destroy the kid!
As the villains leap at Gru, the three minions jump in and perform a hand blast. In slow motion, the villains fly backward. The stone breaks free. Gru leaps and grabs it. He uses the stone's magic to transform them into rat versions of themselves.
No! Hey, hey! How does it feel to be beaten by a tubby little punk?
Bellbottom and Jean-Claude fight.
You guys were amazing! The Kung Fu! Where did that come from? Obviously, you guys are rehired!
The stone transforms the minions back to normal. The rooster Waddle and Comb remain on Stuart, and the others tease him. Later, the Anti-Villain League airship shines a spotlight from above. The vicious six rats sit in a cage, and an agent carries them to a van. Silas packs away the Zodiac Stone.
All yours, sir.
Gru spots EMTs tending to Wild Knuckles on a stretcher.
Oh, no! Wild Knuckles!
Gru approaches the wounded villain.
Hey, you're gonna be okay, right?
Don't worry about me, kid. I'll be fine.
Finally. You're going away for a long, long time.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't bet on it.
He smiles at Gru.
No!
See you soon, kiddo!
The ambulance drives away with Wild Knuckles. Gru and the minions watch sadly. Daytime. Pink cherry blossom trees stand in a graveyard. People attend a funeral for Wild Knuckles. Behind Gru, all the minions stand together in a choir. They wear white and gold robes and sway gently as they sing. Gru somberly steps to the podium beside the portrait of Wild Knuckles.
Wild Knuckles was my favorite villain. We didn't have much time together, but the time we did have, I'm so grateful for. I've been thinking about how you won't see me grow up or be there for all the terrible things that I'm going to do. And believe me, they're gonna be some awful things.
The boy spots Wild Knuckles hiding behind a tree. Grinning, the older villain puts his finger to his lips. Gru stifles his excited smile.
But I'm going to make you proud. I'm going to be the best villain ever because of you. Because you taught me what matters. You can't do anything alone.
Gru turns to the minions.
Find your tribe and never, ever let them go. Otto?
Otto sings.
Piñuro manami corazón. Tiki bab bab paparman.
Minions unload a casket from a hearse. They stumble and drop it. A minion spills out with many bananas. He eats one. The pallbearers quickly collect the bananas back into the casket, then trip and drop it into the grave. Otto sings. Gru walks past Silas.
You better stay out of trouble, kid.
I will lead a good and honest life.
Gru gets into the hearse.
You're alive!
He hugs Wild Knuckles, who looks surprised, then hugs him back.
You just blew my mind! How did you do that? I cannot wait to fake my own death to avoid the authorities.
Shoot for the moon, kid. Shoot for the moon.
The villain spots the agents.
See you later, suckers!
He drives off with Gru and all the minions. Otto runs after the vehicle and it halts. He hops in through a back window and they drive away. Fade to black. Credits appear. Directed by Kyle Balda. Produced by Chris Melodondri, PGA. Janet Healy, PGA. Chris Renault, PGA. Screenplay by Matthew Fogel. At Criminal Records, Nefario packs his things.
Sorry, we're closed.
Crew grabs a record with the gooey hand.
I just wanted to thank you for this. Worked like a charm. All right, let me cut to the chase here. I need the genius mad scientist. You want to come work for me?
No, I am done with villainy. Off to happier horizons. Goodbye, little chap.
Por favor.
Bob gives him the sad-eyed, pleading gaze. Gru and the rest of the minions do the same. Stuart's baby chick pleads as well.
Oh, all right, fine. Stop with a face. I'm in. Want to see something cool?
The entire building rises, revealing Nefario, Gru, and the minions in the boot-shaped aircraft.
Oh, are you kidding me?
People stare as Nefario pilots the craft over the street. Flames and smoke spew from its large rocket booster. Credits appear over 2D animated scenes. Otto walks his pet Rock in a stroller. Gru rides a long tandem bicycle with many of his minions. In the final seat, Stuart lounges and sips a drink. At an assembly line, Gru watches the minions get stamped with his G logo. On Halloween, Gru and his minions go trick-or-treating dressed as Willy Wonka and the Oompa Loompas. They run off with giant bags of candy. Some of the minions carry a TV and a lamp. At home, Gru watches TV with Bob. Stuart uses a lawnmower on the carpet. Gru pilots a vehicle powered by minions on a hamster wheel. At a store, Gru looks on as the minions search cereal boxes for prizes. They sell shoes from a stand in the yard. A sign reads, "Shoes my mom probably won't miss." Camping in the rain, the minions fill a small tent. One holds an umbrella over Gru. Performing at a talent show, Gru and the trio dress up as the band Kiss. At a movie theater showing the film Rocky, Otto steps outside smiling and holding up his pet Rock. In his bedroom, Gru lies awake while many of the minions snore around him. Chow dines with Gru and the minion trio. In the middle of the table, Stuart runs on the Lazy Susan. Smirking deviously, Gru crosses his arms as he stands in front of his many smiling minions. The minions mimic their boss, crossing their arms and narrowing their eyes. Story by Brian Lynch and Matthew Fogel. Co-directed by Brad Abelson, Jonathan Delval. Executive producer, Brett Hoffman. Co-producer, Jean-Luc Florinda. Edited by Claire Dodgson, ACE. Score by Hector Pereira. Executive music producer, Jack Antonoff. Turn Up the Sunshine, performed by Diana Ross, featuring Tame Impala. Computer graphics supervisors, Frank Veritat, Milan Vukasovic. Associate producers, Robert Taylor, Kelly Lake. Production supervisor, Beatrice Limanek. Head of story, Guy Berlay. Art directors, Mathieu Gosselin, Thierry Fournier. Character designers, Eric Guillon, Daniel Fernandez Casas, Philippe Tilichette. Art color supervisor, Clement Grisolain. Animation directors, Christophe Delisle, Gwenolé Ulken, Ludovic Rose. Supervising animators, Haikem Arafau, Pierre Avon, Brecht Debany, Pierre-François Duhamel, Gabriel Gallad. Supervising animators, Mathieu Menard, Ludovic Savonnière, Fabrice Senia, Emmanuel Verne, Damien Zeelen. Crowd supervisor, Florent Delataille. Animation technical supervisors, Jean-Philippe Martens, Fanny Letellier. Animation fixing supervisor, Pierre-Baptiste Marty. Layout cinematography supervisor, Lorenzo Veracini. Technical layout supervisor, Nariman Gaban. Lighting supervisor, Damien Villat. Compositing supervisor, Julian Trochette. Effects supervisors, Simon Pate, Milo Ricarand. Character supervisors, modeling, Renaud Stout. Surfacing, Mathieu Blanches. Rigging, François Boudaille. Character effects, David Rodriguez, Arthur Philippe, Hair and Fur, Anne Ghetto, Olivier Lufin. Set supervisors, modeling, François-Xavier Lepentre. Rigging, Jean-Marc Imel. Surfacing, Pierre Lopez. Set dressing, Antoine Prost. Stereo supervisor, John R.A. Benson. Stereo compositing supervisor, Benoit Philippon. Pipeline supervisors, Margot Poupart, Julien Deporter. Head of technology, Bruno Mahe. Supervising technical director, Etienne Pouchot. Head of research and development, Xavier Beck. Post-production producer, Janine Berger. Illumination Studios, Paris. Senior executive, Jacques Bled. Co-presidents of production, Bruno Chaffard, Joy Poirel, Natalie Benka Wenberg. Character animation and computer graphics by Illumination Studios, Paris. Rolling credits, executive producer, Latifa Aou. Production managers, Bryce Collinette, Steve Balassat. Associate production manager, Olivier Alba. Assistant Computer Graphics Supervisors, Baptiste Guilibert, Jérôme Arthus. Cast, Steve Carell as Gru, Pierre Coffin as The Minions, Alan Arkin as Wild Knuckles, Taraji P. Henson as Bell Bottom, Michelle Yeoh as Master Chow, Julie Andrews as Gru's mom, Russell Brand as Nefario, Jean-Claude Van Damme as Jean-Claude, Dolph Lundgren as Vengeance, Danny Trejo as Stronghold, Lucy Lawless as Nunchuck, Jimmy O. Yang as Henchman 1, Kevin Michael Richardson as Henchman 2, John DiMaggio as Henchman 3, RZA as Biker, Michael Beatty as VNC announcer, Michael Beatty as Guru Rick, Will Arnett as Mr. Perkins, Steve Coogan as Silas Ramsbottom, Colette Whitaker as Gru's teacher, Raymond S. Percy as Birthday Kid. Copyright 2022 Universal Studios. All rights reserved. Universal Studios is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Universal Pictures, read by Heather Lee. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org.